أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him, we depend on Him, and we seek His forgiveness. We ask Allah to protect us from the evils of our hearts and from our bad deeds. Verily, if Allah guides someone, no one can misguide him. And if Allah misguides someone, then no one can guide him. I bear witness that no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuha an-nas taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa'a. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما Today's khutbah is about the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ideologies, however appearing they may seem, don't work unless they are practical. They remain hanging in the void for not being translatable into action. Hence all man-made ideologies have failed the test of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved man from the vicious circle of trial and error by sending His chosen, exalted, and righteous people from time to time to lead mankind. These role models, known as prophets and messengers, practiced what they preached. They taught man to submit to one supreme sovereign and strengthen his relationship with him in all spheres of life, be it individual or social. The more these relationships are strengthened, the more perfection is achieved, and the more life impresses peace and harmony within and without. These role models not only revolutionized the world, but also taught man to look beyond this world, this temporary station, to the real and permanent home, the hereafter. No one will ever have the excuse in not knowing what's right from what's wrong. Ayah 165 of Surah Al-Nisa says, which translated as, they were messengers bearing good news and wearing so that mankind would have no excuse before Allah once the messenger had been sent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commissioned to prophethood at the most dark and dismal point in time and to the most corrupt, morally bankrupt and lawless people. They knew no difference between right and wrong, good and bad, vice and virtue. He subhanahu wa ta'ala, from what? From that raw material of ignorance carved out towering personalities, designed scholars, shaped commanders, and authored leaders who founded the greatest civilization in human history. If all the world's reformers and social philosophers pooled their efforts together, they would miserably fail to find even one person who could come closer even to the shade of any student who had graduated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's academy, the greatest of the world academies. It was a miracle of his prophethood that each satellite which revolved around him sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personality was destined to occupy a high place, a lofty status of his own in the galaxy of great people who ever walked on this planet. Pick any one of them and you will find him soft as silk and hard as steel, depending on the given situation. Ayah 29 of Surah Al-Fatih says, which means those who follow him, Rasulullah, are harsh toward the disbelievers and compassionate toward each other. Companionship of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a distinct honor, which did not depend on influence, power, or wealth. It solely depends on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He bestowed it upon him whomever he subhanahu wa ta'ala thought worthy of it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected my companions after having selected the prophets and messengers, and then chose especially four: Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, rahmahumullah, for my companionship. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that there is good in all my companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of all people and found in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart better than among all. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala selected its owner to be his messenger. Then he subhanahu wa ta'ala looked again at the hearts of all people and found those of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions better. So he chose them to be Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allies and consultant. They, rahmahumullah, struggled in the path of Allah, and whatever they thought as good for Muslims is good, and whatever they thought bad for Muslims is bad. Imam Ahmad relates that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, whoever needs following should follow the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the people with purest heart, depth in knowledge, free from pretense and show off. They are moderate in nature and performed better in the circumstances they faced. These are the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected for the companionship of his Prophet and for the establishment of his deen. Hence you should value them and follow their footsteps. They are on the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admires the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companions in the Holy Quran and compliments them on their total and complete faith. Their effort in the path of Allah are sincere and their achievements measurable and commendable. They sacrificed their wealth and life to support the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his mission. And that is why they earned the good tiding of paradise. Ayah 100 of Surah Al-Imran says, which means, believers, you are the best community singled out for people. You order what is right, forbid what is wrong, and believe in Allah. This ayah means that this ummah is the best among ummahs. And its secret lies that it invites toward what is good and forbid what is evil. Interpreters of this verse opinion that since the companions being the first addressees, they are the ones who are singled out to deserve this honor. Ayah 143 of Surah Al-Baqarah reads translation, we have made your believers into a just community. Ayah 74 of Surah Al-Anfal reads, means, those who believed and immigrated and struggled for Allah's cause, and those who give refuge and help, they are the true believers, and they will have forgiveness and generous provision. This ayah attests the truth that Muhajirin and Ansar were ideal Muslims. Many verses of the Holy Quran stand as witness to verify their strength of faith, and at least 90 times they have been called as the people of Iman. Ayah 29 of Surah Al-Fath translates as, those who follow him, Rasulullah, are harsh towards the disbelievers and compassionate toward each other. Is the Quranic portrayal of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All scholars and particularly Imam Qurtubi has elaborated that this ayah refers to all companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Urwa al-Zubayri says, once I was in the assembly of Imam Malik rahimahullah, some people mentioned the name of a person who used to say bad words about Prophet's companion. Imam Malik recited the verse from the Surah Al-Fath and said that whoever hates Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam companion fails in this defined category, harsh, and this iman and his iman is in danger. Having hate toward any companion is a sign of rejecting iman. Ayah 20-21 of Surah Tawbah reads, translated as, those who believe, who migrated and strove hard in Allah's way with their possessions and their persons, are in Allah's eyes much higher in rank. It is they who will triumph, and the Lord gives them the good news of His mercy and pleasure, gardens where they have lasting bliss. These verses reassured the companions about the reward of paradise, where they will live forever and ever. No other blessing can match this reward. Ayah 26 of Surah Al-Fath translated as, while the disbelievers had fury in their heart, the fury of ignorance, Allah sent His tranquility down on His messenger and the believers and made binding on them their promise to obey Allah. Assert that piety was the essential attribute of a companion's personality, and they were the most respectable people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayah 13 of Surah Al-Hujurat, the most respectable among you is the one who has the most piety and who fears Allah most. To Imam Razi rahmahullah, it means that companions were the most esteemed people and their standard of piety has been highlighted in this verse. Ayah 18 and 19 of Surah Al-Fath reads, translated as, Allah was pleased with the believers when they swore alliance to you, Rasulullah, under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, and so he sent tranquility down to them and rewarded them with a speedy triumph and with many future gains. Allah is mighty and wise. This alliance, which is Bayatul Ridwan, is a divine proclamation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the companions who took the oath of alliance on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand. The ayah also highlighted the purity of their heart and the excellence of their faith. These qualities made them deserve Allah's reward of paradise. Whoever took the oath of alliance under this tree wouldn't go to hell. Is also a tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Muslim. Ayah 100 of Surah At-Tawbah reads, Allah will be pleased with the first immigrants and helpers and those who followed them in good deeds, and they will be well pleased with him. He has prepared the gardens graced with flowing streams for them, there to remain forever. That is the supreme triumph. This ayah mentioned two groups of the companions. It is clear proclamation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with both of them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and paradise will be their permanent abode. The ayah further attests that the companions left the world in a state of iman. That is why Hafiz ibn al-Taymiyyah radiallahu anhu brings a very pertinent point in focus with regards to this ayah. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is a time-specific attribute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with that person whom Allah knows will meet the criterion of his pleasure. And once Allah is pleased with a person, that person will never warrant the displeasure of Allah. Hence, the state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with someone is bound to be eternal and distant state. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with once, inshallah, he will never be displeased with him again. These are just a few from the many verses of the Holy Quran highlighting the qualities of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion, their attributes, their character, their sincerity, strength of their faith, their dynamism, and their contribution to the cause of Allah's deen. May Allah enable us to study their biographies, follow their footsteps, and learn to enhance our iman and win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger pleasure. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Those who grew up under the shadow of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ideal personality blossomed only because of his sweet toil and training. They were his sallallahu alaihi wasallam the first audience, and were also the first addressees of the Holy Quran. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom that certain prophets and messengers were successful in their mission in a short time, while others could succeed only to win a few followers, though they spent their lifetime in their mission. The Holy Quran says about Prophet Nuh alayhi salam in ayah 14 of Surah Al-Ankabut, we sent Nuh, which means translated as we sent Nuh out to his people. He lived among them for 50 years, short of 1,000. But when the flood overwhelmed them, they were still doing evil. It should be remembered that the success of prophets and messengers is not to be measured by the number of his followers. It would be disrespecting their status and belittling their efforts. Guidance depends on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said that, let me add that it was the miracle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's unique personality, which mirrored itself in the character of his companions in one and many dimensions. Their unflinching fear of Allah and faith in his words, strength of iman, and their devoted and glowing love for his messengers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were exemplary. Their piety, self-control, mutual respect and brotherhood, spirit of sacrifice, discipline, and the missionary zeal beyond their words and actions all reflect on the academy they graduated from. They were true, upright, straightforward, and iron will. They were men of steel when they confronted their enemy, and they were soft like silk when cold like dew among the faithful. Just two examples of are enough to show the stark difference between the followers of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and other prophets. Musa alayhi salam was a prophet of great merit. He worked very hard on Bani Israel, but his followers were no match to the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When someone for a dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left behind his brother Harun alayhi salam as his successor. On his return from the valley of Sinai after 40 days, he was shocked to see that his followers had totally deviated from his teaching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 142 of Surah Al-A'raf, translated as, we appointed 30 nights for Musa and then added 10 more. The term set by his Lord was completed in 40 nights. Musa said to his brother Harun, take my place among my people, act rightly and do not follow the ways of those who spread the corruption. Ayah 148 of the same surah says, translated as, in his absence, people of Musa took to worship a mere shape that made sounds like a cow, a calf made from their jewelry. Could they not see that it did not speak to them or guide them in any way? Yet they took it for worship. They were evildoers. When Musa alayhi salam asked his followers to enter the Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, sacred valley, their answer to him, as mentioned in ayah 24 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, was, they said, Musa, we will never enter while they are still there. So you and your Lord go in and fight, and we will stay here. Look at the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions and examples. Unprepared and ill-equipped, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced an unexpected attack from the outnumbered and over-equipped enemy at the first decisive and historical battle of Badr, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought advice from his companions. Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar assured of their wholehearted support. Then stood Miqdad ibn Amr, who eloquently said, Ya Rasulallah, please do whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are with you. We swear by Allah. We wouldn't say what Bani Israel said to Musa. Go you and your Lord and fight, and we will stay here. We submit to you, Ya Rasulallah, that we will fight along with you by him who has sent you with the righteous deen. We can go all the way to Barak al-Hamid and we will fight until victory. Barak al-Hamid is located in the farthest southern end of Yemen, and according to another source, it is a town in Ethiopia. Miqdad ibn Amr's expression indicated that he and his fellow companions were prepared to go to the farthest point to show their obedience and loyalty to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These statements were from the immigrants, muhajirin. Following this stood up Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu from the group of helpers, al-Ansar, his face radiant with emotions of love, loyalty and obedience. He said, Ya Rasulallah, we believe in you and we be witness to what you have assured us, and we declare in unequivocal terms that what you have brought is the truth. We give you our firm pledge of obedience and sacrifice. We will obey you most willingly in whatever you command us. And by Allah, who has sent you with truth, if you were to ask us to plunge into the sea, we will do that most readily, and not a man of us will stay behind. We do not grudge the idea of encounter with the enemy. We are experienced war and we are trustworthy in combat. We hope that Allah will show you through our hands those deeds of valor which will please your eyes. In the name of Allah, kindly lead us to the battlefield. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was impressed with the devotion and the spirit of sacrifice which his companion showed at this critical moment. Then he said to them, forward and be happy, for Allah has promised me one of the two. Let us see yet another example. Isa alayhi salam spent his entire life to instill love, kindness, mercy, compassion, trust and faith among his companions, but they never valued his teaching and demanded a miracle from him as a proof of his prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned their demand in ayah 112 and 113 in Surah Al-Ma'idah, translated as, when the disciples said, Isa, son of Maryam, can your Lord send down a feast to us from heaven? He, Isa, said, be aware of Allah if you are true believers. They said, we wish to eat from it, to have our hearts reassured, to know that you have told us the truth, and to be witness to it. Companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never demanded any proof or miracle from him. Such a demand indicates shallowness, disloyalty, and lack of trust and faith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest leader, and his movement revolutionized the entire society. Each of his companions was at guard over his own self. Being human, if anyone committed a mistake, he or she presented himself or herself to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the rightful punishment. Human history is devoid of such examples. Mu'adh ibn Malik al-Salmi, having committed the sin, reported to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in person. Similarly, a lady named Ghamdiya went directly to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and acknowledged her sin. Both demanded punishment for the sin they had committed. Free from ostentation and hypocrisy, firm belief in Allah and his messenger, companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam competed with each other to show their commitment, and was always ready to sacrifice their life and wealth in the path of Allah. Some people from Quraysh were after the life of Suhaib al-Rumi, as he was migrating to Medina, they taunted him and said, "You were a worthless pauper when you came to our city. Now, after making lots of money, you are escaping to Medina with all your wealth." Suhaib al-Rumi dismounted his ride, took an arrow from his quiver and replied, "People of Quraysh, you know for sure that I am an ankle-marked man. By Allah, as long as I have an arrow, you cannot come closer. And when I will run out, I have my sword to teach you a lesson. I can tell you the location of my wealth on the condition that you let me go to Medina." I was taken by and but happy with the deal. The Quraysh let him go. When the Suhaib reached Medina, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Abu Yahya, you made a very good bargain. Each one in the galaxy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's peace loving companion is a bright star to lead light. Please read their biographies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in their footsteps and guide us to lead a life worth living. Ameen. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa rizukun itiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukun ijtinaba. Allahumma inna na'udu bika min ilmin la yanfa'a wa min qalbin la yakhsha'a wa min nafsin la tashba'a wa min da'watin la yastujabu laha. Allahumma anzah hubb al-dunya min qulubina. Allahumma ansur dinaka wa kitabaka وسنة نبيك وأوليائك الصالحين. اللهم نعوذ بك من الربا والزنا والظلم والغش والكذب والبغي والعدوان. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على النعم يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن